Whenever I get the chance, I like to tease these Bible students or these evangelists that come out on the street here in Chicago and hang around State Street, Michigan Avenue. There's this one guy, he always repeats the same five or six lines, such as, "We all gotta meet Jesus one day, and you can't go to heaven smoking and fornicating." So I came by the guy and I said, "Hey, wait a minute, I don't know anybody who could fornicate and smoke at the same time." And he says, "Are you hungry?" And I said, "Well, yeah, what do you got?" He says, "I got Jesus." And I said, "Well, put some mayonnaise on it and hand it over." He didn't think that was very funny. And he says, "Do you want to talk about Jesus?" I said, "Well, I just got one question for you." He said, "Well, what is that?" I said, "Well, why is it that Jesus didn't have a girlfriend?" And he said, "Well, he didn't need one." So I guess that's an answer. It's not that funny, but you know, I like to tease these people. And then there was this pamphlet that was distributed about a year and a half or 2 years ago by Temporary Services, which has basically no wording in it, just about 120 different pictures and drawings and logos of people, different kinds of people. None of it offensive, some of it strange, and some of it funny, and some of it just plain normal. So these little booklets were distributed all over Chicago in little news rack type of boxes. And so what I did is anytime a religious person would come by, I'd hand them one of these booklets. I took about 20 of them. And they were great because like Wacker Drive or wherever on the street, I'd take a booklet and one of these religious people would say, "Here, would you like something to read? Or do you want to hear about the Lord or whatever?" And sometimes I'd pretend I couldn't hear and I'd say, "Did you say the Lord or the Lard?" And they'd hand me their book and I'd say, "Well, I'll read your book if you read mine." They'd say, "Well, what's your book?" I said, "This book." They said, "Well, what's in it?" I said, "Well, what's in yours?" They said, "A message." I said, "Mine is a message, too." They said, "Well, what's the message?" I said, "It's in the book." So they timidly took my book, and I took their book. And then the lady, before she looked at the book, she says, "This doesn't have naked people in it, does it?" And I said, "No, there's just pages with ink on them. No naked people. Contains no naked people or meat byproducts." And she looked and she looked and she looked and didn't understand it. And she handed it back to me. And then I handed her back the religious book. And she said, "No, that's for you to keep." And I said, "Well, ma'am, if you can't keep my book, I can't keep your book." And then she told me I was rude and that the blood of Jesus was against me.